hip. But I don't know if it's old age or with arthritis, but man, I've never. Man, I tell you, some of y'all ought to try turning 60 sometimes.
I did.
Well, hey, a little trivia for you. This Amazing Grace is the number two most recognized song around the world. Not just in this country, but around the world. What do you think number one is?
Happy birthday.
Happy Birthday is the number one song around the world recognized. But Amazing Grace is number two around the world. Man, what a beautiful job. Beautiful job. All right, Brother Larry, if you're ready, here we go. As we continue our study into the Psalms, wait. I love the book of Psalms. I love the book of Proverbs. And I hope as we take this journey through this, you can really see the advice and the way that it's worded. Beautiful Old Testament language that talks about how wonderful our Lord is and how we are to praise Him. Alright, number one. Psalmist says, I will bless God at all times. Not just the good times. All times. No matter what I'm dealing with, I will bless the name of God. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's not just on Sunday mornings. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No matter what I'm dealing with, what I'm going through, I know that God is on my side. My soul shall make her boast in God. The meek shall hear thereof and be glad. My soul, everything that's within inside me, is because of God's amazing grace. You understand that? That's what it means. And I am not going to brag about nothing but God. Because it's not about me. It's not about you. But it's what's inside of you. God's Spirit. God's Holy Spirit. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the greatest gift you receive, if that, is the Holy Spirit that dwells within you. I understand that. Oh, magnify God with me, and let us exalt His name together. We do that in music. We do that with the guitar. We do that with reading God's Word. We read that as we speak to each other. We exalt the name of Jesus. We lift the name of Jesus. We say we're here because of Jesus. Our church is established because of Jesus. You're saved because of Jesus. And everything that you have possessed is because of the amazing grace of Jesus in your life. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Alright, Larry, here we go. I sought God. You see this? I sought God, and He what? And delivered me from all my fears. Now, when it says here, I sought God and He answered me. God answers every prayer. But it may not be exactly the answer you're looking for. And let me say this to you as well. If you don't hear an answer, that is the answer. Let me say that one more time. Because I have a lot of people tell me all the time, you know, I pray that God never answered my prayer. Oh, yes, He did. Well, they don't know. It could be no. Could be not yet. But it's on God's timetable. God is not dictated by how we want God to act. God is dictated by what's best for you and I. And timing is everything. And sometimes, folks, we, as Christian people, have to go through things in life. I don't know why I have to go through what I have to go through. I don't know why my pain's sore. Why my hip is sore with pain today. But hey, I'm going to stand here. I'm going to do the best I can. Satan's trying to stop me, but he ain't going to stop me. I mean, I walk funny, but that's okay. Y'all make fun of me anyway. It don't make any difference. But understand, if we let life stop us, we will never get anywhere. You can quote me on that. If you let life stop you, you'll never get anywhere. Because life is full of awful things. But when you have God's Spirit in you, He can take something awful and make something great if you'll walk with Him every day. Give the Lord a hand of mercy. And He says, He delivered me from all of my fears. Listen, we all have fears. We just are anxious people. Okay? Ain't nobody here got a perfect life. Do you? Ain't nobody got a perfect life. Everybody here's got issues. And we got a small group today, but I guarantee you, there's a bunch of issues here. Y'all got a bunch of them. I got a bunch of issues. I mean, I got issues. All right? Carl Kendrick's got issues.
I do. Kentucky basketball's in the
slot. I know. See, Carl and I have issues. Okay? All right? You got issues. We all got issues. You know what? But issues make us a human being. Let me say that again. Issues make us a human being. You're not a robot. You got flesh. You got a heart. You got a soul. You got feelings. You hurt. If someone sticks you, you hurt. You bleed. You're a human being. Okay? You're going to have pain. The older you get, welcome to my world. It's what you're going to have. But pain shouldn't stop you. Well, don't tell Judy I said that. But, you know, believe me, pain is tough. But let me tell you something worse than physical pain. Is the pain when you're out of the will of God. Because I've had physical pain. I know what all that's like. But buddy, if I'm out of the will of God, that pain is beyond hurt. And the only way to do that is to ask for forgiveness, ask for His grace, ask to get back into His will, and I promise you, He will come, He will hug you, He will put you back in the fold, He will make you feel welcome, and you're back with the family of God because you ask Jesus back into your life. When you do that, believe me, He's there to forgive you, there to give you grace, and there to welcome you home. All right, here we go. Number 5. They looked upon Him and were radiant, and their faces shall never be confounded. Let me try to put this in everyday language. You ever been around somebody who's a sour puss? You can see it right on their face, can't you? You know they're miserable. Lord, they look miserable, don't they? Frown? Oh, my land, said mercy. They ain't smiled in 25 years. You know, and just in a mood, been in a mood forever and a day. Well, this is what this means. But not God's people. See, we look upon God and we're radiant. You can tell. That don't mean we're perfect. Don't mean we have a perfect life. It don't mean we just sit around and smile all day long. It doesn't mean that. But it means that we carry Jesus with us. And even if life's unfair at the moment, even if I'm dealing with pain, even if I'm dealing with issues, I don't let that stop me. And I don't put a frown on my face because I'm thankful to Jesus. Because I've been in my life when Jesus wouldn't in it. And believe me, I'll take it every day of the week, even if it's not the best in the world, and have Jesus on my side, than to have the whole world in the palm of my hand and Jesus not in my life.
Amen.
When you get the difference, give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, this poor man cried. Now, poor here doesn't necessarily mean financial, though it could. But if you don't have God in your life, you're poor. I don't care how much money you got. If you ain't taking that in the casket, you ain't taking that to the grave. Okay? The only thing that you're going to take with you outside of this world is either your belief in Jesus Christ or your non-belief in Jesus Christ. And you're going to hear one of two things. Either welcome home or depart from me. Okay? So, this poor man who cries is someone who needs God. And if I need God and I don't have God, I'm poor in everything. No matter what I got, I'm poor. Impoverished. And it says, if I cried, God heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Now here's where this is neat, guys. Let me teach you just for a second. You'd be surprised how much trouble people get in. You know people in trouble? You've been in trouble too, haven't you? It's amazing. People absolutely mess their lives up royally. You understand that? But it doesn't make any difference. If you're willing to turn your life around, I don't care what kind of trouble you're in. I don't care if you're doing life in jail. I don't care if you're on your deathbed. If you cry out to the Lord, He will save you. And He will save you from all of your troubles. And even if it's not in this lifetime, when you take that last breath, there will be no more pain, suffering, or anything else if you're in the will of God. All right, let's finish up. The angel of God encampeth round about them that fear him and delivered them. Lord, do I need this every day? Encamp means surround. I need God surrounding me all the time. Because Satan tries to come at me from every direction under the planet. And he's not fair. He's sneaky. He comes at me through other people. He can come at me through other situations. And if I'm not careful, he can sneak in and make me to have a miserable day. Believe me. He can do that. But if I wake up with Jesus and I say, Jesus, guard me today. Be with me today. Walk with me today. He doesn't just lead the way. He's got my back. He's got my side. He's got every part of me. Because Satan will try to destroy me in a heartbeat because Satan hates me and wants to destroy me. Now believe me, I guarantee you that. I've been here for 30 years preaching the gospel, and he's been trying to destroy me for 30 of those years. And the only reason he hasn't is because of Jesus Christ encamps and surrounds me. You understand that? I mean, that's what it's all about. Believe me, you need to be surrounded. Because if there's a crack in the armor anywhere, Satan will fight it. Now, let me tell you something. When you miss church and you stay out of church, you miss reading God's word, you miss your prayer life, a few little cracks can get in there, the next thing you know, man, the battle and the war is on. You don't need that. You need that like a hole in the head. You got enough issues to deal with. Don't let Satan in there. You don't need that. You don't need it in your life. You don't need it in your home. Everybody agree with me? This means yes. Okay? That's right. Last verse. Oh, taste and see that God is good. Blessed is the man that taketh refuge in him. When I was growing up, of course, my mother knew what I liked to eat. And I liked to eat. But on occasions, she'd come across with something put on that table that smelled awful. Because you see, in order to taste something, you got to get past the smell of it. You understand? And I hated it when my mother cooked cabbage. Any of you ever cooked cabbage? You can smell it for three city blocks. I could smell it when I pulled in the parking lot when she was cooking it. Oh, it's awful. Awful. She said, but believe me, it tastes good. Just try it. She said that to me 1,000 times. Just try it. No, I don't want to try it. But it says, oh, taste and see that God is good. Give me a try. I promise you, give God a try. Give His church a try. Find out what He's all about. And I promise you, you, when you take refuge in Him, will be blessed. But it's up to you. The invitation is given. And this is what this is. It's an invitation. It's up to you. The invitation is, you try it, you come, you be involved, you look, you see, and I promise you, you will be blessed by the hand of God. The Lord have a part. Stand with me. Every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, bless so much this invitation time. Father, if there be one here today that's lost, Father, it is my prayer that they understand the invitation of God is to try me. Give me a try. See if I will bless your life. But the choice is yours. Maybe you need a quiet time at this altar to pray about something, we invite you to come. If you're looking for a good church home, we'd love to have you. We're not a big church. We're a small church, but we're good people. We'd love to have you. If you need me to just pray with you about something, come. I'll be glad to pray with you. But make sure you understand how much God loves you today. Would you come? In the name of Jesus.